Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Wednesday, April 22, 2020. Today he is offering us a message of great hope and comfort in these unsettling times. Truly, even in these unsettling times, there is enormous reason for hope and for joy. Earth's population is presently experiencing much anxiety as the government-imposed lockdown in many countries is severely limiting people's sovereignty and freedom. The reason for this lockdown is officially reported to be for humanity's protection, a precautionary measure that is essential to prevent or greatly limit the spread of the coronavirus, thus enormously reducing the number of people who become ill and greatly reducing the number of possible deaths from this contagion. People are generally accepting the wisdom of these measures, but they are very naturally worried about the long-term intent of those who have imposed these restrictive regulations and about how they might be used to continue limiting personal freedom after the pandemic has peaked and largely dissipated. As other issues move to the forefront of the mainstream media replacing COVID-19, then increasing pressure will be placed on myriad governmental authorities worldwide to ease and then remove the restrictions on people's freedom of movement, which they claimed were temporary when they were introduced. People will begin to reclaim their individual sovereignty as it becomes apparent that there is, and has been for a very long time, tremendous corruption in governments, whether supposedly democratic ones or powerfully authoritarian ones, all across the world that can no longer be hidden from public view. The pandemic has led people to question more freely and deeply the motivation of those in authority and has given them the time and opportunity in which to do so. Much of a nefarious nature is being revealed daily as investigative journalists who are not directly employed by any of the main media organizations, academics, and whistleblowers make their inquiries and then make the resultant findings available to all on the World Wide Web. This is a time in which the human population is growing very rapidly in awareness not only of the interdependence of all its individual members upon one another, but also of its total dependence on planet Earth, which is a vast interconnected and interdependent system in which the well-being of each and every part is essential for the well-being of all the others. The enormous damage that has been done to your planetary home over the last 300 years, partly due to ignorance of or a refusal to learn of this interdependence, and partly due to the insane belief that you have the inalienable right to use the planet as a consumer product that can and will be discarded when no longer of use, can no longer be allowed to continue, let alone be ignored or dismissed. Cognizance of the vast damage that you have collectively inflicted on your beautiful home is finally arising into humanity's consciousness, and many groups are forming worldwide with the intent to bring to an end this massive desecration and to start on the major work of repairing some of the damage. There is much that cannot be repaired. However, with the enormous changes in attitudes and behaviours that are now occurring, new creative ideas and endeavours will enable replacement of some of those irreparably damaged systems with new ecologically sound alternatives which will mightily benefit Gaia and all the life forms she so lovingly supports. Truly, humanity has entered into a moment of enormous creative possibility, a moment when, by letting go of fear-filled, egotistical drives, and by dropping of the mask that so many have been wearing, through fear of being seen as the inadequate people that they have totally, unrealistically come to believe themselves to be, and instead allowing themselves to be themselves, the beautiful beings that they actually are, then the changes which are essential for human survival on planet Earth can be realized and put into effect. Now is a moment of pivotal potential, a potential that needs to be seen, recognized, and developed. Now. There is limitless assistance available to you from your support teams in the spiritual realms. You each individual in form as a human presently incarnate on earth, have a magnificent and powerful support team ready and willing to help you and guide you through this essential but very unsettling period in humanity's spiritual evolution. You have free will, the free will of the human collective, which you can use either to benefit humanity and lead it forward, or to continue severely damaging the ecosystem on which all sentient life on Earth depends, thus massively threatening humanity's long-term survival. However, the human collective very recently made the irreversible choice and decision to move forward, to take a great leap forward in its spiritual evolution, so that a state of heaven on earth may be established. It will be a state in which all are abundantly but not wastefully provided for in every moment, and in which boundless and endless creative endeavours can and will be embarked upon for the delight and joy of all, and therefore, of course, delighting Mother, Father, God, as she so lovingly watches over all her beloved children. At present, there is much confusion and fear as the media does its utmost to focus your attention on the negative aspects of the coronavirus, and there do seem to be many. But, being generally isolated, as most of you are, you now have plenty of opportunities to go within and connect with your spiritual support teams or with whomever you choose normally to address or pray to in the non-physical realms. Doing this, and at the same time choosing to open your hearts, allows intuitive guidance of the most beneficial kind to flow in with the love flow that is who you are, and which will uplift and inspire you as you become increasingly consciously aware that you are precisely where you are meant to be in this moment of now. That realization will dissolve your doubts and anxieties, bringing you great comfort in the knowing that your presence in form at this time of inestimable potential for humanity is not only essential, but is also amazingly effective, even if you are not getting the kind of positive feedback that is often received when dealing with others who, like you, are presently experiencing life as humans in form. Truly, even in these unsettling times, there is enormous reason for hope and for joy, because you are never alone, and you can at all times choose to tune into and experience the warmth and the joy of love, of the One, of Mother, Father, God, in whose loving embrace you are eternally and safely enfolded. Your loving brother, Jesus.